Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday morning, the 26th of August. A tremendous victory last Sunday by the Wow Signal at Deauville in France, when capturing the Group 1 Prix Mornay for Moulton trainer John Quinn. The brilliant two-year-old had won the Group 2 Coventry Stakes at Royal Ascot, and the colt is already quoted as low as 12-1 on some books for next year's 2,000 guineas at Newmarket. Well, it was Irish-trained horses which dominated the principal races at York's Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival last week. The Epsom and Irish Derby winner Australia stormed to victory in the richest race ever staged at York, the Judmont International Stakes, with the Grey Gatsby, trained at Hamilton near Thirsk by Kevin Ryan, running a mighty race to be second. Ballydoyle trainer Aidan O'Brien then sent out Tapestry to win a thrilling Yorkshire Oaks from the Epsom Oaks winner Tegruda. Soul Power sprinted to victory in the Coolmore Nunthorpe Stakes to win the famous Group 1 sprint for a second time. On Saturday, former jockey-turned-trainer Johnny Murter was in the winner's enclosure courtesy of Mutual Regards victory in the Betfred Ebor Handicap, the richest handicap race on the flat in Europe. Yesterday, Bank Holiday Monday, Moulton trainer Richard Fahey won the Ripon Champion two-year-old trophy, a listed race for juveniles with Is That Right, a year after he sent out Supplicant to win the race. Well, the meeting at Ripon continues today, Tuesday, with a seven-race programme starting at 2 o'clock. Truancy has won his last four races, and the sequence can be extended in the City of Ripon Stakes at 4:15, while Mighty Missile looks the part in the final race at 5:20, a handicap race for stayers over 2 miles. Well, Racing Welfare Charity Day tomorrow, Wednesday, at Catterick, gets underway at 2:10. There's even camel racing when the equine racing is finished. Recent Musselburgh winner Giovanni Jack can land the handicap race for stayers at 3:10, while recent course and distance winner Indira can follow up in the middle distance handicap race for three-year-olds at 4:45. It's Pirates Family Day at Thirsk on Friday, starting at 2:10, while Beverley hosts the Betfred Beverley Bullet Sprint Day on Saturday. The action on the Westwood begins at 1:55, and the Beverley Bullet Sprint Stakes is a £40,000 listed race over 5 furlongs. Sprinters such as Borderless Scott and Tangerine Trees have won this race in the past, and last year's winner, Stepper Point, has proved himself at the highest level, finishing runner-up to Soul Power and a couple of Group 1 sprint races, the King's Stand Stakes at Royal Ascot and last week's Coolmore Nunthorpe Stakes at York. Then on Sunday is the annual Betfair Moulton Stables Open Day, with over 20 stables opening their doors between 9 and 1 o'clock. It's a great day out for the family, with £10 per adult and under-12s going free. There's free parking and buses to all stables in Moulton. Enjoy your racing.